Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Do you remember playing any team sports when you were younger? I'm sure you do. Maybe your team was a little more casual, your family, your siblings, the other kids on your block, and maybe you gathered together for games and played together, that type of team. Or maybe you participated in an organized team sport, like baseball or softball or some other type of team sport. If so, you remember the concept of teamwork, team, putting team over self, putting the best interests of the team alongside your own personal interests. I had a very short-lived basketball career. Now, I'm laughing as I'm saying this because it's far from a basketball career, but I was in eighth grade. That tells you everything you need to know. And the gym teacher and coaches picked teams out of the girls' gym classes. Okay. Well, they pick teams of only five girls per team. You don't need to know a whole lot about basketball to know that's all there is on a basketball team. So like it or not, you had to participate or that there wasn't a team. Now, I like sports and I like basketball, but I just wasn't very good at basketball. So if I would have focused on my interests at that time, at that point, I would have preferred not to have played, but to, you know, cheer everybody on and enjoy watching. But that wasn't an option. If I would have done that, our team would have been disqualified for not having five team members. So I learned quickly to put my interests aside and do what was right for the team by participating and trying my best. Shockingly enough, because the other four girls on our team were really good players. Matter of fact, two went on to college scholarships in basketball. They were really good. Our team won the entire school tournament. Trust me, I did nothing to contribute skill-wise, except I showed up and I tried my best so that the team could qualify and could compete. I am certain that you each have lots of examples for how you put team interests over self-interests. I'm sure in your family, certainly with your children, with friends, and your work, in your own personal business, there are plenty of examples where you have done that. You have put team interest alongside self and even over self. That is the foundation of the fourth of our 10 priorities that we've been studying of living life to its fullest. The fourth priority today is the priority of teamwork, or better said today, the priority of community. Community. We've been studying in Philippians, and the Apostle Paul, in writing this letter to his dear friends living in Philippi, had already spoken to them in this letter about the first three priorities that we've studied of living life to the fullest. The first priority, you remember, was master your mindset. The second priority was grow in gratitude. The third priority was the priority of purpose. Now the fourth priority, the priority of community, teamwork. Paul teaches to prioritize community and team interests alongside self-interests. And the key actions that Paul points to in prioritizing community really is found in the suffix of the word community. The suffix is the word unity. Unity. To be united, to put team interests alongside or ahead of your self-interest. Unity. We see this in Philippians chapter 2, just the first couple of verses as Paul writes. He says, if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Now, at the beginning of this verse, Paul mentions four positive actions for us to demonstrate toward our teammates, our family, our friends, our co-workers, fellow believers, to have unity, to have community. He mentions encouragement, love, fellowship, compassion. Now, think about those in your community, and you think, oh, yeah, there are people I could encourage, love, really join in fellowship with, have compassion on, because there are those that are easy to demonstrate those to. But then think in your community that there are some that that's not always easy to demonstrate that to, because when you're demonstrating encouragement, they're discouraging. When you're demonstrating love, they're not real polite, or they're discouraging in a different way. When you're wanting fellowship, they want to be alone. When you're offering compassion, they're dismissive. Yet there are difficult people in all of our communities, families and friendship groups and co-workers and team members. Not always as easy then, but that's where we as believers need to call upon the power of the Holy Spirit to help us love the unlovely. You know, sometimes that does happen on our own teams. And that's where unity within our community is so important, even to those, maybe I should say especially to those, who find it difficult to reciprocate. They need to see that. They need to see that. Not easy. So through the power of the Holy Spirit, He gives us that ability to do that when it's most difficult. You know, Paul gives us those positive instructions, the to-dos, the encouragement, love, fellowship, and compassion. But he also kind of gives us the don't do this instructions. I don't know about you, but sometimes I need to hear that. He says, don't do anything out of selfish ambition, and don't do anything out of vain conceit. You know, competition is one thing, but selfish ambition and vain conceit is far too far to go. And notice that Paul instructs us to put other interests alongside our interests. He doesn't say to dismiss our interests, to put ourselves down. He says to have humility, to think of others first, to put them alongside our interests, to think of the team as well as our own interests alongside. That's community, unity. We benefit when others we care about benefit as well, even the difficult people. When we consider how we can have unity, we demonstrate Christ to others as we encourage and comfort and join in fellowship and have compassion, as we think on those things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And so the fourth priority for living life to the fullest this year is to prioritize community, unity, teamwork. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.